Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another episode of the Mitchell Hour React. I want to talk about Sha'Carri Richardson. The name sounds familiar. It's because she was suspended for smoking marijuana. I want to talk about how people counted her out. A couple years ago, a lot of memes were coming out. A lot of other athletes were disrespecting her. She had lost her mother. And a lot of people were criticizing her. It's a lot of memes, as you can see from the ones I posted on the screen, about her smoking marijuana. And, you know, she didn't make things better for herself by going off on the media. But I think all that helped her. When she finished last in the race and didn't qualify, I mean, it was bad, especially on Black Twitter. I mean, people were roasting her. I want to play this. And I think her mind frame when she said this was on another level.
You ran 10 flat and you can run much faster than that. Was that important here in this first round, not to give out too much?
Definitely this first round, more so just execution, focusing in, having that energy and performance tomorrow for semis and finals, and just putting it all together, taking it round by round, event by event.
All right, you know the world has been waiting to see what you'll do on this stage. What are your expectations of yourself?
The world, I'm not worried about the world anymore. I've seen the world be my friend. I've seen the world turn on me. But at the end of the day, I've always been with me. God has always been with me. So being on this scale now, it's my time. It's always been my time.
I think a lot of people can take some pointers from this young lady. The world, I'm not worried about the world. I know that God got me. Really think about what she said. A lot of us go through things in our immediate family that we can't handle. But this beautiful young lady, through everything that she went through was public. Other athletes were talking about her. She was on the news. The news. Not about the times where she did good. That one thing that she did that was highlighted. The one bad thing that she did. But she was so strong to come back and do what she did. And say, I got me. God got me. I'm going to be okay. You can't put, like, the world had my back and they turned on me. And when she said the world, she really meant the world. You know what I'm saying? Like, these men and women that do these things, that run like this, and that catch these footballs, that do these things, they are top athletes in the world. And they still have to deal with everyday problems on top of the world knowing their business, the world judging them. And a woman at that went through what she went through. The whole world was against her. She told y'all she was going to be better. She told y'all she was going to come back. She did exactly what she said she was going to do. And now, the same people that were roasting her, the same people that were putting the memes up about her, are celebrating her, calling her a queen. But a couple years ago, she was a pothead. She was ghetto. She was ratchet. She was embarrassing. I'm saying all that to say this. be weary of the people who change when you're at your lowest and want to come back to you and celebrate you when you're back on top.
Here comes Sha'Carri Richardson. Sha'Carri's done it. Sha'Carri Richardson has won the world title. She had to come from behind in the semi, but when it counted, she has done it.